head coach for the Ferris State hockey team. They were runners-up for the NCAA Hockey Division I championship. I had a little vested in that as before I transferred to Michigan State. I was a goal light judge up there for a couple seasons, and so we're always rooting for Ferris, especially in hockey. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Tony. Thank you.
Well, you've been back a couple of days after this historic run for the Ferris State hockey team and Ferris State athletics. Tell me what you've been thinking.
Well, you know what? It's starting to sink in now, the accomplishments the team had this past year. I would say the last 5 weeks or so, you know, kind of took on a life of its own as we kind of worked our way through the NCAA tournament field and ended up in Tampa. And, you know, it never seemed like we really had an opportunity to sit back and really enjoy, the moment, if you will. It was more like kind of hurry, get to your next event and go to your next thing. And you know, now that I've had a chance to sit back, and the players have too, I think we're all, you know, we're disappointed we weren't able to, you know, get that close and not be able to kind of finish it off, if you will. But we did lose to a very good Boston College hockey team.
Was that team better, or did you just not play up to capability, or just a combination of both?
Well, I believe we played right up to our capabilities. I thought we played very well, and I was really proud of how the guys played. Now, with that said, it was 2-1 with inside of 3.5 minutes to go, and I still feel at this moment that, you know, with a break here or a bounce there, we could have been the team that ended up winning that game. It was that close. So I thought we played right up to our capabilities. And I thought Boston College obviously had a very good game as well, and just not quite enough that day.
What's that mean for Big Rapids, Michigan, as well as Ferris?
You know, I think in some respects, I have felt all along. I've been here 23 years now, Tony, and when I first started here, I want to say our enrollment at the university was around 6,000 or 7,000 students, and we've grown to about 14,000 within the system now. And I think what it's doing is our athletic department has really done well, basketball, football, hockey. We've done well in all the sports. And I think it's more of a reflection on the growth of our university. And so I think what we're seeing is, the university getting some recognition through the athletic programs. But the athletic programs are simply mirroring the success of the overall university right now.
Well, Bob, when we hear about teams making it into the NCAA men's basketball tournament, you hear that you can't put a value on the exposure that not only the athletic department gets, but that the university gets, and endowments go up and donations, and people want to go to that school and are applying more. So it's a big, big deal.
I think so. I hope so. And I know for years the university has been a staunch supporter of the athletics and a really strong supporter of the hockey program. And I believe that all along they had the hopes that we're the only Division I sport here on campus. And I think that they had hoped that we would be able to bring this type of exposure. You know, when they first started the program years ago, I'm pretty sure that in the back of their minds they were hoping this day would come that the hockey program could bring and shine a light on all the positive things Ferris has to offer.
Ferris is a member of the CCHA. Many members, the Big Ten members, are leaving to start a Big Ten hockey league, if you will, and some other members have moved to other leagues. What's Ferris going to do?
Well, we're going to join an existing league called the WCHA, or the Western Collegiate Hockey Association. The odd thing is, years ago, and I'm going back 25 years or so, Michigan State used to be a member of that league. So, you know, like any other of the sport leagues you see nowadays, there's constant reaffiliation and conference play. But we're going to end up with 5 of the existing CCHA teams joining 4 of the existing WCHA teams to form a new conference. And I would prefer, and I think a lot of people would, that the status quo remain, that we would stay with our current CCHA members. That's not going to happen. So we're excited about the new possibilities as we join the new conference. And we look forward to continuing to play like schools such as Michigan, Michigan State, Notre Dame, and Western that are all very close to us. Those games will now be non-conference, though. But we've already had lots of discussion with Tom and Estes at Michigan State, and they're very receptive to continuing our relationship.
All right, Bob, so what's this mean for recruiting? Has it opened some more doors? I know that you had mentioned that this next recruiting class is pretty much taken care of, but what about the classes after that?
Yeah, we're starting to see already some benefits as we look 2 years down the road. As you had mentioned here, our next year's recruiting class, we had pretty much wrapped up by December, and that's pretty typical for most Division I programs. But now as we move forward to the, 2013-14 year, we've already had some kids that I thought were maybe a little bit on the fence, maybe even a little concerned, wondering how the new conference that we'll join will be. I think we've alleviated some of those fears, and we're seeing a lot of positives already, I would say, from our run in the national tournament.
Has this been a life-changing experience? Is it kind of hard to come down from the buzz?
You know what? For me, not really. I couldn't say it's life-changing. There's definitely a buzz about it, and I think what it's done really, certainly for me, is it's made me hungrier, to get back to that type of stage, to be honest. I hope it has the same effect on the players. We really haven't talked about it yet, but when you get there and you realize the excitement and really how much we all enjoyed the experience, I think more than ever it just says, hey, I'd really like to get back into that type of environment. I think, too, if you're a competitor, and we all are, anyone that's involved in athletics at this level is usually highly competitive, you can't help but think, boy, that was a lot of fun.
Well, Bob, especially after Michigan and Michigan State got knocked out of the tournament, many Michiganders were following you. We got on the bus, and we enjoyed the ride, and we appreciate you and your team. Congratulations.
Tony, thank you very much.